Britain's Secretary of State for International Development, Douglas Alexander, has an opinion piece in today's edition of the Vatican Daily L'Osservatore Romano, in which he discusses the need for continued and closer partnership among the Catholic Church, governments, and NGOs to eradicate poverty everywhere in the world.
I think one needs to be honest in recognizing the different roles and responsibilities of those charged with responsibility in the state and those who are serving in the church. It was a Scottish churchman some years back who said, religion is about the will to share, politics is about how we share. I've found that a very helpful distinction because it gives me an understanding both of the importance of the spiritual values that underpin many people's commitment to issues in politics, but also recognises the very distinctive and defined role both for the church and for politics.
In this article you've written for the Osservatore Romano, you also point to Pope Benedict's latest encyclical as outlining very much these kind of areas of concern that you're talking about.
Yes, as well as being the International Development Secretary, I'm obviously a constituency member of Parliament. And it was one of the parishioners in Paisley who first brought that encyclical to me at one of my advice surgeries and said, listen, I know of your work in international development, I think you should read this. And so it was very useful to me both to understand the thinking of the Holy Father at that stage about so many issues that touch directly on public policy and on the work that we're trying to take forward.
You're convinced that faith groups, as you say, should work much more closely together with the government to promote development and deliver aid where it's most needed in the poor countries, obviously. What are you doing? What is the government doing to encourage this partnership?
Well, in the United Kingdom, we announced a new policy towards international development. Just last July, in that policy paper, we doubled the amount of funding that we're giving explicitly to faith-based organisations. And I actually think that is but one step on a longer journey where there is a greater understanding and a deepening respect for the work that churches and other faith groups are able to do in many of the most challenging environments.